This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
Alan Pollock, good to have you here with us on the Tech Update. I always love talking to Alan. Alan called me this last week. He digs up some funny, hilarious something out there and shares it with us. But he's just a fountain of knowledge of what's going on in the world of tech. Good to have you here with us, Fred.
Mr. Lincoln, what's happening?
Yeah, man, we're doing well. It's good to be back from England. A lot of people wrote and says, where were you? Jolly old England. So it's back. Yeah. Got the time zone changed. Kind of adjusted everything, so we're back. What you got, Fred?
Awesome. And Alice, I hope you have a fast recovery. Looking forward to seeing you back next week. We are not the same without you, so I just wanted to put
that
out there. Have you ever heard of the Silicon Valley history man?
No, I never had. I haven't heard of that one.
Yeah, you probably also haven't heard of Larry Kessler. Well, he is the dude that invented cut, copy, and paste. And he just passed away. Yep, he's considered an early icon of computing. He passed away at 74, and he worked in Silicon Valley in the 60s. So Silicon Valley goes way back. Those beautiful paved roads and the fancy flowers as you're driving in California that suddenly enter you into Silicon Valley.
It's
been around since the 60s.
Wow.
So anyway, he invented cut, copy, and paste, and he worked at Xerox, actually. And Xerox just had a nice big tribute. He was born in the Bronx, 1945, and studied at Stanford University. So he did go to a fancy college. However, he grew up in the Bronx, but back in the 40s and 50s, I mean, the Bronx was the place to be. Brooklyn, the Bronx, New York, all the boroughs. But anyways, it just goes to show you, in a world of so much craziness when computers were being invented and there's so much, right, they were going through transformation, one guy was able to make cut, copy, and paste. So there's a little inspiration for everybody today. So a couple awesome things today. Today's very simple. You know, there's a company that I talked about at the Digital Mortgage Conference, David. Their name is Brace. And they're a digital mortgage servicing platform. I love what they do. They just raised $10 million. It's their Series A funding. It was led by Point72 Ventures. And really what they've done here is they're implementing all of their technology so that they can just continue to drive innovation and improve this platform. If you remember, they enable mortgage servicers to react promptly. And what they do is they deliver events quickly to borrowers before they become delinquent. So they figure out with all the data and all of the modeling, will they become delinquent or are they on the path to? And they then help the borrower and they work with them. They save a lot of money in the process we've done today. They prevent default from occurring. Anyways, they're continuing to build out this platform. So love the concept. Love that small niche that they have. Servicing tech is an area where we still got to spend more money and we need more innovation. So you want to check that out. Just Google it.
Good. Brace.
The rest of today's content, I want to talk about Stratmore. So everybody knows Garth Graham, right? He speaks. He's great at it. He had a fantastic presentation back at Digital. Well, they just came out with their latest insights report. It's titled User Adoption is the Key to Success within Digital Mortgage Technology. And, you know, they've been tracking this for 5 years now, and they've been talking about this rapid pace we've been moving. And they basically did a survey. You can see the results online. You also can pay for the survey. It's always fantastic content, very thorough. And ultimately, you know, there was two areas Garth pointed out in the article leading into the study. And the first one is that, you know, lenders have been spending a lot of money and they're like, are we getting the ROI? And we've talked about this. Well, first is that they're spending money in communication with borrowers, CRM, and they're also spending money in point of sale. And not everybody necessarily is getting the kickback, the ROI that they thought they were going to get. But here's what's interesting. Of all those mortgage lenders that spent the money, mortgage technology accounts for less than 9% for large independent mortgage banks. Mid-size independents spend less than 5% of their total outlay. And if you look at, you know, generally across, large banks have the biggest amount of spend, and it's only 16%. So really, with Garth in the survey saying is we're not spending as much as we probably could. However, we're not seeing the ROI. And why are we not getting that ROI is what he leads to. you know, he's leading to it because we're not working well with, what is it we've talked about in the past couple of weeks? Adoption.
Yep.
Change. Right? The ability to train and help build not only the technology, but the acceptance of the technology. Here's a quote, by the way, that Garth put out there. He said, "They also increasingly invest in technology to make the process better and to improve the borrower experience. And yet, if lenders cannot get their loan officers to change, digital mortgage adoption lags along with the technology ROI." That's so, so important, because we need to make sure that we empower our loan officers who have been trained to do something their own way and they feel that they're successful in their own way, the tools that we need to help them adopt and slowly conform to ways that are going to make them better. And unless we do that, if we just build and release, we're never going to get there correctly. And then we're just going to look at technology as non-technical people and say it doesn't work. It's too much. It requires too much change. That's not the way I do lending. And so we need to help train people the human aspect of how humans and technologies interact beyond us technical folks. We got to start working there. So if in your plans, you haven't thought about that aspect of it, and even understanding how the end user, the borrowers interact with all that technology, you want to definitely start thinking there. The behavioral science of how we interact with technology. More to think about in the upcoming weeks, David, but extremely, extremely relevant as we continue to spend money in our technology endeavors.
Very interesting. Garth does a great job. He really does. The study is something people should be looking at and acquiring. That's interesting, though, that independents are spending not as much. You hear everyone grousing about how much they're spending in technology, but those percentages sound low. But maybe it's a good thing and understandable because the ROI just doesn't seem to be quite there. I want to dive into that one a lot more when we're together. Looking forward to it. I'm going to be at the Lenders One Conference broadcasting live next week, and hopefully get a chance to have you swing by the table when we're doing our podcast in the morning, and love it. So appreciate it. Alan, thanks so much for bringing us this week's Tech Update, talking about everything technology. Appreciate
you,
man.
Thank you. Talk to you.
Before I go, I just want to say a special thank you to our sponsors. Thank you for them for making this podcast possible. And there's a long list. And if you want to join this list, come on. Get a hold of us. Go to the website or get a hold of Paul. All the contact information is on the website. Black Knight, Open Mortgage, Finastra, the MBA, Lenders One, the Mortgage Collaborative, the CMLA, as well as Indicom, Ainsworth Advisors, Knowledge Coop, Mobility RE, Celebrity Home Loans, Velma, Vidyard, Vendor Surf, AI Assist, and our new sponsor, Incelerate. Yes, Josh at Incelerate. So excited about having him on. Thank you for listening, everybody. Appreciate you. Look forward to having you back here next week. And tell your friends and associates about this podcast. If you find it interesting, share it. That's how we've grown. It's over 500,000 strong in listeners. Thank you. Appreciate y'all. Have a blessed one. Bye.
You've been listening to Lickin' on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Lickin of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.